Proclamation number 6525 of 18th of April, 1956. Spiritual working of love. Need of the soul. People lack clear knowledge. They walk along in confused thinking. They are unable to detect any relations. Their thoughts move along wrong paths. They do not tell error from truth. There is still no light in them because they have not yet escaped the darkness which has been their lot since their former apostasy from God. When they became lightless through their own fault. But neither do people make an effort to attain clear realization, although this is their actual task on earth. They do not feel their lightless state to be deficient. They content themselves with worthless knowledge. They are completely indifferent towards the truth and do not desire insight where they are completely ignorant. This is an obvious sign that they are still under the sway of the one who caused the spiritual darkness. It is a sign that their will is not directed upwards, otherwise a light would also shine to them from there. And people cannot be forced into a different attitude. They cannot be forcibly put into a state because free will must be respected. And therefore there is only one way to wrest people from this dark spiritual state. A spiritual working of love, which alone promises success. Those people are powerless as long as they have not yet kindled light within themselves. But only love can kindle light. If people lack love due to their affiliation with God's adversary, then they will never be able to gain light and strength either. And therefore strength must be given to them by those who already possess light and strength. They must be remembered with love and their spiritual salvation must be desired with a loving heart. Something must be offered in utmost patience and love which increases their knowledge, which gives them a small light. Such a gift is usually rejected by those who are still completely blind in spirit. But the degree of love is decisive in which such a gift is offered to the fellow human being. All vineyard laborers should always bear in mind that love offers a certain guarantee for the success of their vineyard labor. The right servant knows about the spiritual need of the one who is still completely destitute of light, and this need must touch his heart and drive him to help him. Then it is a work of unselfish neighborly love, it is an act of mercy which will also not remain unsuccessful, for the soul feels this love and wakes up, it feels the darkness as torment and longs for light, and this desire alone now also ensures that it receives light. Just as you humans should not pass by your fellow human beings' earthly hardship, you should even more keep in mind the spiritual need which will have its effect in eternity. And you should try to control this destitution and only ever think of the soul's state with love and thus want to help the soul enter the light. If the human being as such is unable to awaken love in his heart, the soul is pitiful. It is as helpless as a child and when its physical shell leaves it destitute, dependent on the help of its fellow human being who can now provide it with strength through love. You humans do not know what an enormous force love is. And everything you undertake with love will succeed. And your love is like a bright light in the darkness which cannot be driven away by the darkness but which breaks through the darkness and brings illumination everywhere. And anyone who gets into such a beam of light, for whom your love is intended in particular, will also inevitably step into the light, He will detach from his ignorant state and always become brighter in spirit. Then love will have conquered the darkness. Amen.